Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. We're glad you're with us today. We've explored a lot of good subjects along the way. I think this is about number 10 or something, isn't it, Gabe?
Yeah, we are moving along here in this podcast, the Kingdom Cowboy, Andy Taylor. Just to get a little more information about Andy, you want to pull in andyrtaylor.com and you can go and get some information about him. Also, got a couple of good books that you can get right there, or you can get them on Amazon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what those books are. The first book I wrote was called Reading Your Bible for All It's Worth. It's the easiest help to help someone to start to learn to read their Bible, understand their Bible, and enjoy reading their Bible. So most you're not going to read it if you don't enjoy it. So all the chapters are real short. You can pick it up anywhere, flip through there, and read two or three pages, and it'll give you a really, really good tip on how to read, understand, and enjoy your Bible. The second one was called The Best Kept Secrets in the Kingdom. And I think that book, Gabe, I'm really proud of both those books, but that book there will get you, you're listening, it'll get you in a place where you're right where you need to be in this, what I say, the significant move of God that's happening in the world right now that might be the greatest move of God that's ever happened on the earth. I believe that, and we're making adjustments around our house here at Trinity.
You can pick those books up on Amazon, and eventually you're going to be able to get them in audio form, but we'll have those too. We'll let you know when that comes out. But it is a couple of ways to be able to start getting in the game. And we've talked about getting in the game in the last podcast quite a bit. And we really talked about the first part of it is leaning in.
Yeah.
Leaning in, getting a relationship with the Father, talking to Him, spending some time with Him. It's not a thing that's going to happen in, hey, let's go lean in tomorrow.
Right.
Let's get it did.
Yeah.
Let's just get it done.
The Bible example that comes to mind, Gabe, is when Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. Like, he was a ruler of the Pharisees, right? In John chapter 3, I believe it was. He came to Jesus at night and he said, and I know he saw something in Jesus that going through the religious motions didn't do for him. He saw life. It was spiritual life he saw in Jesus. And he came to Jesus at night. Jesus was a controversial character in those days. He was loved and hated. Hated by the religious sector. Isn't that crazy? And loved by the sinners and the tax collectors. But he came to Jesus at night and he said, no man can do the things that you do unless God be with him. And Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again or you can't see the kingdom of God. And he said it again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. The first thing that has to happen if we're going to be get in the game, lean in, is have that relationship with the Lord. Again, I would say to you out there, if you've not made that decision to receive Jesus as your Savior and then make Him Lord of your life, that has to happen before anything else can happen. And you're appointed for salvation, and maybe the Lord will use this podcast to help you into that relationship. But that's the first thing. There's got to be a relationship. And then understanding that it is about the relationship. It's all these other things are contributors, church, all ministry, all those other things are facets of that, but none of it happens unless we're born again. So you got to be born again. And to be born again, it's the simplicity of that is this. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And you'll know, if you're listening, you'll know when that is. He's created us. The Word says that now is the time of salvation, and that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord would be saved. So it's there. It's available for everyone. And you'll know when the Spirit of God is dealing with you about that. A lot of people use the terminology asking Jesus into your heart or into your life. And I'm not against that. The Bible doesn't say anything about that. But that I ask, and I think it took. Some people don't think it took, but I think it did. It's a matter of just receiving Jesus. Lord, I receive you into my life. Boom, you're born again. One of the first things, or the first thing that we do after that, the Bible encourages us to be baptized in water. And so that's the act of baptism is one, on one side it's symbolic, but on the other side it's not just symbolic, but it's symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We go into the water, we come up out of the water to a new life. But it's not just symbolic, because I believe a lot of spiritual stuff happens when we get baptized in water. So anyway, there's that. But the first building block is you must be born again.
And you went right to it when I said you went right into simplifying what born again is. Just asking.
Yeah.
Just open it up and just asking.
Yeah.
And just to open your heart up and just...
And then just start the relationship there. And I remember way back when in 1974, I've talked about it before on the podcast, I think, in that countywide crusade in Wheeler, Texas, in the school auditorium, I was on the back row. My Uncle Jack Taylor was doing the meeting there that night. It was full house. And during the invitation, playing that song that I still love, still's got a special place for me, Just As I Am. And I just felt the Lord dealing with me about that. So I was first one down, first night of the whole crusade, and I gave my life to the Lord. I remember, I knew, I could tell that the days following that something happened in me. Something was different. I thought different. It's hard to put my finger on exactly what and how I felt, but I could just tell something was different. So for you out there, you'll be able to tell something's different when you get born again. Because really everything's different.
When you were standing there at the crusade and you heard the song, you obviously heard something throughout the message or something like that, or something that may have spurred you throughout that. But when you heard that song, what did you wrestle with?
You know,
what was the main thing? If you were going to wrestle with anything, what was it?
I don't remember even what the message was that night or what really touched the points of the message that maybe touched my heart or something. I just knew, all I can remember is just at the time of invitation, I just knew I was supposed to go down. It was just something I just knew. And that's why I say to people out there who are listening, who maybe have not made that decision, is that you'll know. And give the Lord some attention. And again, it's so easy to be born again. Just like back to Nicodemus. Nicodemus, you must be born again. He had everything religious going for him. He was a ruler of the Pharisees. He wasn't just a guy. He was one of the head honchos. Jesus said, you must be born again or you can't enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again or you can't see the kingdom of God. And I'm teaching on the kingdom this coming week. And so I've had a lot of that stuff on my mind. It's really important. So you can look at the other side of that. If you are born again, you can enter the kingdom of God. You just did if you got born again. If you're born again, you can see the kingdom of God. Now you got to look with spiritual eyes, but the kingdom of God is manifesting right now in the world. For those who are looking, it's pretty easy to see.
There's a lot of people that will go, we're talking about getting in the game and then finally finding a church, leaning in and then looking for a church. When you were there at the crusade, this is what I was getting at. I was asking, what do you wrestle with? And I just looking across the board, I'm just trying to look for just the average Joe guy that's in the audience. And they say that a lot of people would rather die than speak in front of people, in front of a crew of people, a group.
Mm-hmm.
They would almost just rather die than do that. Just that point of letting go and not caring what anybody else around you. And that holds a lot of people back. I know that does.
That's where I was that night. It didn't matter if the tension was on me. It didn't matter if
Did it matter before? That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to get to. Because I think it affects a lot of people of, well, what's his name here today? I'm not going to do it today.
Maybe. Yeah, it could always figure in. But again, it's learning to listen to the real part of you, which is the spirit part of you, Gabe. That word, that whatever the message was, that word that was going forth somehow resonated with my spirit. It bypassed my intellect, my mind, even past the soulish realm, your mind, will, and emotions. It was touching something deep, deep down inside me. And that's what the Word of God does. And especially when there's the anointing of the Holy Spirit on that word, and it just touches the heart of man. It's God that does that. It was nothing I did. It was something that God did.
Let's talk some more about getting in the game.
Okay.
We've talked about leaning in,
yep,
which is very important. First step, major first step of just spending some
time
with the
Father.
Again. You must be born again because you can't move to step 3 and 4 and 5. Nope. I say I'm not going to say there's a process because there's not really a process for any way of this goes. Number two, I'd say if there was, number two is how do you find a church? How do you even to go, man, Father, where do I go to church at?
I would think that would be right high on the list because that Acts 17:26 thing, God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwellings. It sounds like God has a lot of our life generally mapped out, maybe specifically, but generally mapped out. If that's true, and I believe it is, if that's true, then where we go to church, where we hook up, where we connect, I would think would be really important to find a church. That's an important part of the equation. So one is, number one, you got to find a church that's preaching the Bible, number one. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of flaky stuff out there today. There's just a lot of flaky stuff out there. You're going to know, if you're born again, you're going to know. And I would check several of them out, and I would be praying about it, because if it's that, I think it's that important. It's important that, number one, they're teaching the Bible. Number two, that it's a relational thing. I think it's ultra important that the church is talking about not just what you do, but teaching you who you are in the Lord and teaching you about the Father. Now, you can hear a lot of stuff about the Father, but you can't know Him until you start giving Him access to your life, which we've already talked about. That's the key. The first thing, remember, the first building block was you must be born again. That's where we met Jesus. That's where we met the Father. And so it's like any other relationship. The depth of that relationship doesn't happen overnight. That relational equity doesn't happen overnight. It happens over the course of time, just like it does in the natural with me and you being friends for 25 years or so. So that's how that works. And then I would go to a church, and here's some of the practical things that I think would help. If you go to a church and it sounds like they're speaking your language, and it resonates, that's a good word, it resonates with your spirit. You can't put your finger on the reasons why, but it just feels right. So that's your spirit agreeing with what's going on there. So God has a place for you. And I think that's it. In other words, or it just bears witness with my spirit. It might be, I think it's been proven on a real practical side that one of the key things that causes people to come to church and stay in church is that they build relationships. And we talk about it around here all the time. And one of my little phrases about the kingdom in real estate, it's location, location, location. But in the kingdom of God, it's relationship, relationship, relationship. First off, which we've covered, is relationship with the Father. And then I believe that our relationships with one another are, I think God would even say, they're not equally as important as that one, but they're right on the heels of that in order of importance. So people will stay at a church because they can connect relationally. We try to teach our people around here, I pay attention to when visitors walk in the room, and you got to keep on communicating that even to people who know, because it's just common to just go to the people you know and see on Sunday mornings and to avoid and miss the people that are there new. So it's really, that's an important thing. Find a church where it feels like you fit. It feels like home to you.
We are in a new age of church, a new way, and new different things of church. And
agree.
I want you to just kind of your perspective of what are the benefits of actually physically being in church versus spending your church online all the time. When you're choosing a church, can you just choose a church online? I'm sure you can do whatever you want to do, but tell me the benefits. What do you feel like the benefits are of literally physically being there?
The Bible even encourages us. Some people use this as a legalistic way to get people to go to church. I don't use it in a legalistic way at all, but it talks about that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Evidently, there's something important that happens when we come together. And I say, whenever we come together as spiritual people, the spiritual sparks should fly. You got the benefit of the Holy Spirit. You're coming together with other like-minded believers. And so that's all really important.
And then the power of prayer of where two or more gathered together.
And coming together, and let's just take it like you said, going to church as compared to doing it online. We have a lot of online that we consider them our family, but a lot of them live a long ways away from here. A lot of them are my friends from in the past, and still my friends, but we have a lot of people even in the neighborhood. We have people that listen on the radio. We have people that go to other churches that listen to our radio show on the way to their church on Sunday mornings, and we love that. There's one church. We're all on the same team, right? And it's, I think, when you find that place where you belong, and then you start to feel at home there, then you start to look and find your place. How do I fit into this? How am I gifted? And then me, I love to talk about finding your place, because I think that's important. Because if it is a body, Paul went to great lengths to simplify in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, to simplify how important the body of Christ is, and that we're all a body part, every one of us. And the body of Christ, the church, is never going to be the church until that becomes a reality rather than just something we talk about. Whether you're an arm or a foot or an eye or an ear, you have an important part in the body of Christ. Now, back to where God has positioned you in a specific church. Again, there's all kinds of protocol. Let the leaders know that, hey, I'm looking to find my place. Well, let me back up one step. You need to go to a church where they're talking about this stuff, I believe. Or the church is never going to be the church until people understand they're being equipped for the work of the ministry. That's how the whole body takes shape. It's that important. It's been, in my book, The Best Kept Secrets in the Kingdom, that's one of the chapters, is that it's been, I don't know if it's been ignored or not known about or whatever, but most of the time in the Bible Belt, it's not about equipping the saints. It's about me. It's about someone preaching a message and you applying it to your life. There's nothing wrong with that, but the body of Christ never really happens that way. People will find out that they're gifted in certain ways. And everybody, every single person, if you're listening, you're gifted in certain ways. And it's up to you to find out how you're gifted. And then, if you're in that place where you're supposed to be, if the church that you're in, God directed you there, and these little indicators that we talked about, it resonates with my spirit, it bears witness with me, they're speaking my language, then you roll your sleeves up and learn how you're gifted. And we find those things out by just doing, by learning to do ministry. And so I tell people, the very first building block, so you're born again, you've found a church, and you're committed to finding your place. Here's the very first thing I would say. Look around and see where there is help needed. And step in, volunteer, and help in that spot. You might find out in 6 weeks that the nursery is not where you are supposed to be. But finding out where you're not gifted is as important as finding out how you are gifted. That's really important right there.
Now, this could put you possibly on the hot seat a little bit, but maybe not. You talked about how to find the church. What are some things to look for? What are some things to look for that you, I think we all can feel our spirit. Mm-hmm. We know when something is talking directly to our spirit. Yep. And when we are in somewhere, something changes, something feels more directed in to the spirit. What are some things that I would look for? If I was finding a church, what are some things I would look for, good or bad? Well, either way.
Yeah, I think this is ultra important. And it needs to be, my opinion, it needs to be a church where they're at least talking about and helping people to understand the kingdom of God. That is maybe in this day and time, maybe the most important thing. Jesus said it this way, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. I believe it says in Matthew, maybe 24, it talks about the gospel of the kingdom. And most people have, I think, mistaught that and say, then shall this gospel of the kingdom be preached throughout the whole earth as a witness. And so we have this mindset, because it's been taught to us, that when it's the whole salvation thing, salvation is extremely important. We've already talked about that. But it's not the end game, it's the start game. You must be born again or you can't find your place. But the gospel of the kingdom is the good news of the kingdom. So people need to be, leaders need to be communicating and teaching about the kingdom of God, because that's what is happening. That's what's happening right now, is the kingdom of God is being made manifest. And I've said before, the kingdom of God already exists in its fullness, in its perfection, and its completeness. But it doesn't manifest until we are obedient to the Lord. You praying for someone at the gym in the course of your life, or you being obedient to God in any kind of situation. Anytime those things happen, the kingdom of God manifests. So the kingdom exists in its perfection, in its fullness, and its completion, but it's not manifest in the natural realm, the realm we live in, until we are obedient to the Lord in whatever those things are. finding a church, I believe, Gabe, they need to be talking about the kingdom of God. In this day and time, I think that's high on the list. They need to be preaching the word. Of course, we said they need to be using the Bible. And then I think worship is extremely important. Is this church a worshiping church? Is it just about singing a few songs and getting past that to the message? Or is it about heartfelt worship, where you sense that people are really, it's beyond just singing a few songs. It's beyond that. And I say that worship is so important for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reason that we worship is we worship for only one reason. That's because He's worthy of our worship. God loves our worship. He loves it to be from heart. You can sing all day long, but unless the heart engages, you really didn't have worship. And the Bible says that God is looking for those true worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. So worship is another one of those things that's extremely, I believe, extremely important, because what you see when you find a worshiping church is that people who are connecting with the Lord at a heart level. They're not just singing a song to get to the message, but they're actually worshiping the Lord. There's a lot of different expressions of worship, or you can worship the Lord by raising your hands or shouting or kneeling or laying face down on the floor. There's all kinds of ways of worshiping the Lord, or you can do none of those. As long as your heart engages, you're having worship. So worship is extremely important. And I believe it's important, too, that people are being raised up and matured and taught this stuff we're talking about, kingdom, finding your place, and understanding all the things we talk about around here, grace and signs and wonders and miracles and relationship and all those kind of things, the poor, all those things are important. So when you're looking for a church, number one, I would think that leaders need to be talking and communicating about the kingdom of God. That's so important, I believe.
That is number one, and that is the most important.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is.
We've had a good podcast today. Thank you guys for tuning in. We went a little bit long today, but we've got some good stuff coming up next week when you guys download the next podcast. We're going to talk, I think you said something there about getting into worship. There's so many types of worship, and there's some different music, I've been in the radio business for a long time, and music moves people.
It does.
It does. It moves people, and it don't always be the type of music you think it is to be worship music, the type is set to what worship music is supposed to be in the genre, but there's so many songs out there that in different ways to worship. And I know you're a music guy, so we're going to talk some more about that next podcast. So if you like what you're hearing here and you want to tell your family and friends about us, download the podcast at the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast on your preferred platform. You can get us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, Player FM, Samsung, Podchaser, and Boomplay. You can get us just about anywhere. And if you want more about the Kingdom Cowboy, Andy Taylor, go to andyrtaylor.com. For Gabe Andy and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next round.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.